Hi, it's Neville here. It's Wednesday, May 27th in the morning, and getting involved in something that is so irritating. Do you have this if you have an iPhone, which you would do if you're doing audio booths, of course, that it suddenly doesn't find the Wi-Fi? And I've had this a couple of times before, and I've been twittering about it because it is very frustrating, because I'm sitting now at the moment, literally, within 12 feet of the router, and yesterday it was working just fine. Today it just won't connect to the network. So the troubleshooting I've been doing includes things like going into settings, into the Wi-Fi, turning off Wi-Fi, leaving it a bit, turning it on again. I have a neat app on the iPhone that's a Wi-Fi finder that for some reason is finding a neighboring network that has strength 2 level compared to mine at strength 60 and wanting to connect to that one instead of mine. And normally in this neighborhood, there are a good 20 networks that I can see. And yet today, the iPhone only sees 2 of them, plus mine. But it won't connect to mine. So what I did also was literally delete it. In the settings, you tell it to forget the network, then try and rejoin again. Didn't work. So forget the network and then go into other and manually enter in the SSID, the password encryption type, and then a password again and have it join. Did all that, still won't work. It turned on and off the phone. I mean, all that kind of stuff that you go through. Haven't yet gone into the router, and I have a feeling I might need to do that to look at a setting and maybe check something and save something again for it to be enabled. That's happened before with a connection from a laptop PC to the router. It's a Belkin router. It uses the G Plus MIMO. I've had this thing a couple of years, more than ample for what we need in the house here. So it's just a bit of a pain in the ass, I have to say. And so I'm having a sip of my coffee again whilst I think about this and figure out what to do. So this boo will go, no doubt, via the 3G. Luckily, O2's data plan is outstandingly easy to understand. I know this isn't going to cost anything out of the account, but it's still a pain, I have to say, because I tend to load up Skype on the iPhone these days, and of course Skype won't work unless you're on Wi-Fi, so I can't do that at the moment. So I've wasted probably 20 minutes on this, and this is the irritation so far this morning. But that'll do for my early morning boo. This wasn't what I intended to talk about today, but it's a good enough topic, I reckon. So back later.